your farm operation?
We'll see how this goes. They got 20 minutes, right? I kind of like that they're just playing music for airports as the lead up to launching their fucking big dumb radio station. That's a good weird choice. Seems so backwards to like have this pinning thing for your music service to be a fucking global radio station. Like everything has gone so far in the direction of people picking what they want to listen to, or algorithms picking what they want to listen to, and you know, like the idea of like this big shared experience thing being their big thing seems like out of touch. And it's one of those things that maybe you'll look back on it and go like, actually, it was super bold of them to do it, and how crazy was that? Or maybe it will be a miserable fucking failure and like 100 people will listen to it. And they'll just slowly cut back further and further on the original programming until it's just a fucking stream. I've heard of Zane Lowe, but I don't know that I've ever heard Zane Lowe on the radio. Song and dance at this four-way stoplight with you, man. You got one chance to make it happen. If you can't, I'm just gonna go. But like, there was out there saying like, hey, you know, the big thing we got for our first guest for this radio show after launch, we're gonna interview Eminem. And I was like, okay, that's the, like, that's your fucking target. Like, oh man, we got this hot Eminem. Like, who's out there going like, yes, an Eminem interview. I love that guy. You start to wonder, like, what the target audience is for something like a global radio station. Presumably, those would be people that don't know what they want to listen to and like having music fed to them. Which, I don't know, that just primarily sounds like older people to me, which maybe that's, you know, where you get like, I don't know, Eminem's the first guest, like, because anyone that would still care about Eminem is probably, like, my age, right? listen to like 15-year-old kid going like, finally, a fucking streaming radio station for me. Like, no, that's not happening, right? And that's the thing, every time they talk about the music stuff, like, it's just, it's Apple's fucking cadre of old white dudes going like, we got the greatest minds in music, like Dr. Dre. Trent Reznor. Back when I was a kid, you listened to either one or the other. You had to make a choice. You couldn't listen to both. And then Lollapalooza came along, changed everything. You could listen to both. Anyway, look at this ill-advised tattoo I got. Like, there's smart business stuff happening around all this, but none of it sounds cool. None of it sounds like it's, like, cool people actually fucking doing cool shit. And I think that's what's made me so curious to actually hear the launch of this station, to see if it has the stink of an Apple keynote on it. Because, you know, it probably says more about, like, me or, whatever, you know, like, my age or whatever. But, like, when I think about the dudes that are on stage at, like, an Apple keynote and the way they look, I look at that guy that ran that last one and go, that guy's just, like, fucking dying to fucking have a conversation with you about Eric Clapton. You know? Just look at that fucking guy and he's just like, yeah, man, slow hand really cooks on the axe. He's really just, you know, just gets going. I don't remember the guy's name. It's the guy that hosted the last press conference they had. Was out there for most of the time. But, you know, that guy's probably, what, 10 years older than I am. Like, he's probably not into Clapton. I mean, he could be. Everyone gets boring eventually, right? And then you suddenly find yourself listening to Eric Clapton going, yeah, man. This is all right. No, if you really listen to it, it's... The Spotify podcast stuff is interesting. We're going to talk to them, I think, at some point. I don't know what the terms of that, like, agreement are. It might make sense for us. It might not. We don't know. But yeah, I mean, ideally we want to have the podcast everywhere. So it would make sense to put it on Spotify, but... if they have incredibly unfavorable business terms, it might not make sense to do it. Yeah, you know, maybe that guy is just as into NWA as I was when I was in junior high. And not Eric Clapton. Maybe Dr. Dre becomes the new Eric Clapton at some point. But, like, my perspective on it never changes. When I see fucking gray-haired old white dudes that are trying to talk about music, I just assume the next words out of their mouth are going to be like, I mean, you know, you go beyond Layla. Whatever. It's just funny to think that there's still a lot of people out there that are fucking dying for Or like really want that Dr. Dre album to come out, that really want Detox. And now, like, you look at him and his place and, you know, kind of what he's accomplished. And how much time has passed. And you just think, like, fucking come on. Maybe that's why it hasn't come out. Because you got to try to make something that ensures that you still sound relevant to the masses. And it doesn't sound like, you know, like a latter-day Rolling Stones album or something, right? Or just like, I don't know, Steel Wheels tour. Let's get it back out on there, you know? I feel like it was Jay-Z who always used to say that hip-hop was a young man's game, and then he didn't get out. Then again, they always used to say that writing about video games was a young man's game, and, well, at some point, the idea of having, like, a single streaming radio station like, I imagine they're not going to play explicit material. But at the same time, they've been focused on a lot of hip-hop, you know, artists and exclusives and whatever. They're gonna play radio edits all day long, then I have no interest. Maybe they get dirty at night. But if it's worldwide, where is night? these little taps and mic checks and all the stuff that are happening in the background are real. Or if it's all canned to make it sound like they're checking mics and getting ready. Maybe they'll just launch with a, you know, a reading of the patch notes for iOS 8.4. Now's when you find out how far behind the stream delays from their broadcast.
All right, ma'am. We've got to kick this whole thing off at some point. We spent the last 3 months trying to build this radio station, and now we can build no more. We must launch. We've had all sorts of ideas about the first song, things that have made statements, things with fanfare. But ultimately, there's been one song that all of us keep coming back to. We've tested sound to it. I've referred to it lyrically when I needed a boost, because it's
Eric Clapton.
At times, you know, and exciting and challenging. We've even cut demos to it to convince people to continue to support this radio station. This band put this EP out a few months ago with little or no fanfare outside of core fans, but they're building. That's exactly the kind of story, the kind of record we need to kick this whole thing off with. Because, man, it's not about fanfare.
It's
fireworks and a hangover the next day. It's about quality and consistency. We're Beats One. We're worldwide. And from now on, we're always on. The first song in this era right here on Apple Music, Beats One, is Spring King from Manchester, UK City.
I expected them to launch in a slicker fashion. That's actually kind of cool. Like, it sounds like it's from the heart, you know? Of course, then to just get into, like, whatever the fuck this song is, like, who cares? But maybe it's an early test. If you want to get super cynical, it's an early test to see if people fucking buy it. Because right at the bottom of your screen, when you're listening, it does just say $1.29, you know? So can they take this relatively, I assume, unknown band and fucking move them up their own charts? What kind of lift do they see out of the gate? It's a super fucking, like, this could be super businessy. Seriously fucking talking over the music. I'd say, like, disrespecting the very first song you play by putting your fucking IDs all over it is not the fucking president's set. Right? I fucking hate this, man. Holy shit. Is there an artist that marks? Like, what?
Thank you.
sounds like press conference music. New Beck, just like just come out. I mean, it is a Tuesday, right?
There's many of the messages flying in right now as Zane Lowe at Beats One. Shout out to Brixton in London. Tapped in on device. Philly, Antwerp, Ukraine, Scotland, Seattle, India, Stockholm in Sweden, South Africa, Lima, Paris, Munich in Germany, Nashville, Helsinki, France, Torino, Cork, Uruguay, Hong Kong, Russia, Colombia, Barcelona, Austria, Brazil, Denmark, Sydney, Miami, Mexico, Australia, Chile, Sao Paulo, around the world, always on. This is Beats One with Zane Lowe. UK, stand up. Oh my gosh.
De todos os lugares, em uma estação.
Isso.
Seriously, what fucking what?
Sounds of Jamie XX, whose brilliant new album, Gosh, before that Beck, and the first song we played on the station on Apple Music, Spring King and City, an incredible new band in my humble opinion from Manchester in the United Kingdom, one of the spiritual homes of music worldwide. We're broadcasting around the world to the early adopters, those hungry for new music, who have downloaded Apple Music, tapped on Beats One, either out of love of hearing something anticipated or undiscovered, or just out of curiosity. Our job is to deliver you nothing but exciting new music and creative programming on this station. And to help us, someone we couldn't launch without, the incredible Juliet Anuga, coming up today.
Beats One.
It's Julie Anuga, it's Beats One, and make sure you catch my next show. I'm going to be playing you some culture classics. That's the moment in the show where I take you back to what shaped the sounds of London. Don't miss it. Head to beatsoneradio.com for full details to find out when my next show is.
Man's never been in marquee with it.
I don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe Grind. After the show, I'll be rolling mine. Don't care about the no smoking sign. They tried to steal my vision. This ain't a culture, it's my religion. God knows I don't want to go prison, but if a man want to try me,
I wonder if they can only play music that's available for sale in the iTunes store worldwide.
Everybody has the same mission, and we don't care about your ism and schism. Cause it's shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring, 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 and it's shut down. Hey, fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touched the road and it's shut down. Boy, you better know when it's shut down. Hey, you wanna act like a G for the camera. You say you're Muslim, you say you're Rasta, say you don't eat pork. Liar, you're just an actor. Blood, you're not on your dean. And if Selassie I saw you, he would say blood. Take off the red, gold, and green. Them and the soft just like ice cream. Scene, start moving correctly.
If you don't want to. Twitter is right, today appears to be Dave Lang's birthday. So
I better make you respect me when you see the man them are selling out Wembley. Roll deep in a blacked out Bentley. Pull up outside like what I want sexy.
You know.
Yeah? And it shut down. That's not me and it's
give that man
down.
A shout out.
Ring, 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 it shut down. Hey, fashion week and it shut down. Show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know when it's shut down.
A bunch of young men all dressed in black dancing extremely aggressively on stage. It made me feel so intimidated and it's just not what I expect to see on primetime TV.
I'm in a different class. When I get through, I'ma bring my dogs. 2x2, man, I walk on the arms. Sitting at the front just like Rosa Parks. Trust me, you don't want to see me get dark.
I wonder how they'll handle time. If only there was some kind of global time system they could rely on to tell people when the shows start.
Talk about London, your Frisco, where should I start? Walked in, back 10, 16 bars, and each and every one of them came from the heart. None of my lyrics are stolen. Going in, that's my slogan. Wanna know how I did it with no label, no A-list songs, and I told them.
Yes,
I just shut down.
What?
That's not me, and it shut down. Ring, 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 and it shut down.
Hey,
black tracksuit and it shut down. Touch the road and it shut down. Way better know when it shut down.
Shut down. Watch out. Check it out, it's worldwide right now, 100 countries. You're all set for this? This is Beats One. My name is Zane Lowe, broadcasting from Los Angeles. I come from Auckland, New Zealand, and I'm proud to be here to play music for the entire world. Thank you for locking in from all over the world, we really appreciate it. So much hard work and so much love has been put into this, and we're watching all the messages fly in on Twitter. At Zane Lowe, at Beats One, for people all over the world, whether you're on a platform, at a station in Williston Junction, shout out to Gordon Charlton doing that. Or you're signing in from Virginia, shout out to James Ethan Steele. We got nothing but great music lined up for you from this point forward, in a schedule which you can see in full in your time zone, around 100 countries worldwide, simply by going to the Beats One page on Apple Music. The full station guide is there, and you can see everything laid out for you. Some things you already know. Misfits Frequency with Jaden Smith coming up this weekend. We also have Dr. Dre's Pharmacy coming up this weekend as well. Disclosure are doing a radio show broadcasting this weekend. Beats One page on Apple Music for full station guide and times in your local zone. We have Ebro Darden coming up from New York City later on. And we have Juliet Anuga broadcasting live from London. We have City Blocks that go for 60 minutes in between all of these incredible two-hour shows. And their job is to bring you Beats One's playlist, plus breaking news, breaking stories, breaking culture, 24 hours around the clock, around the world. This is Beats One with me, Zane Lowe. As far as we're concerned on this, my very first show today, and I think we can all do a round of applause now and relax. We got the world record. Twice every show I play, half past the hour, every hour I'm on the air, you're gonna get the world record, the only record that matters to this particular station around the world. And today, it's a world exclusive from Pharrell Williams. It's called Freedom. We have a world first from an artist called Gallant. The song was called Weight and Gold, and we have a hot track from Jack Garrett. It's called Weathered. Beats One, yes? We do have an Eminem interview coming up that will be broadcast tomorrow. We just wanted to get the records away today. No guests, no interviews, nothing on that nature today. The next 23 hours or so, nothing but records. And then tomorrow, we kickstart all that stuff. The very first major interview on this station will be Eminem, only on Beats One. Now, as well as playing new music, of course, we have great things to talk about right across iTunes, right across Apple Music. Some people who we've loved our entire lives have decided to finally let their music get across the streaming services, and one of them is this next band. There isn't a band who's given us a more complete back catalog of consistency and quality for this long. You can stream this right now on Apple Music. It's finally yours, it's finally mine. Respect for the holdout though. For those that don't know, today's a good day for you. You have a lot to listen to from AC/DC.
I appreciate the willingness to just fucking throw everything together, I guess. I mean, you kind of have to if you're going to do one station and not bust it up by genre, right? We'll be right back.
their catalog finally available to be streamed on Apple Music. And in the second hour of the show, another long-awaited release.
I bet some harmonics people have some fucking interesting stories about dealing with AC/DC as it relates to their music and fucking
worldwide, always on
technology.
What an incredible, weird, and wonderful career Hudson Mohawk has had. And now as he releases his brand new album, easily one of the electronic releases of the year, it may go on to be one of the albums of the year. This is Warriors on Beats One, worldwide, always on.
Gotta say a prayer and put our middle fingers in the air to all the haters like, yeah. To all the haters like, yeah. They come here for the kill, cause they don't like the way they feel. They just trying to feel the void to move forward.
Like what they want their fucking average concurrence to be in order to like consider this as like a success, or like what the numbers they actually care about are. If it's like, oh well, we converted this number of people to the streaming service, or and got them to start paying, or hey, we sold this many singles. Or if it's like, hey, we want a fucking million people listening every day, or, you know. Like, I would listen to a show run by Dr. Dre because I want to hear what the fuck he has to say for himself. Or, like, would even address it, you know? Like, hey, yeah, no, I'm not gonna put that album out. Well, after all, I'm now an Apple executive. It's crazy, right?
That has the ability to make electronic equipment sing, you know? He gives it soul, you know? Like Tom York does that as well. Aphex Twin does that as well. The Chemical Brothers do that as well. The list is long and prestigious, but it could be longer. Are you making music in your bedroom? Are you making it in a studio? Wherever you're making it, that's the aim. You gotta make it sing. You gotta give it soul. Hudson Mohawk, he gets it. Our very first world record, you'll get familiar, half past every hour I'm on the air. We play one record that means more to us as far as this show is concerned than any other. And today, it comes from an artist.
So let me get this straight.
This record out of the kindness of his heart.
Every half hour mark,
beats one through.
They're gonna play
music.
The same
He's
fucking
been performing
song.
Live at various gigs, and now we have.
Maybe that's not different from regular radio, right?
But of the brand new Pharrell Williams record, it's called Freedom. It's today's world record.
World record.
Interesting. This doesn't have the fucking the buy it button at the bottom of the screen. Wow, it's a really big get for Apple to have this fucking awesome song exclusively. What a fucking great jam. Fuck, man.
Sound of Pharrell Williams and Freedom. He's just popping new music off left, right, and center. And given that that is the very first world record we've ever played on this station, on this show, you know if you know me what I'm about to do.
Record.
You know that. This is what I do, man. If I love a record, sometimes I just can't let it go. Despite that advice of, be cool, man. Be cool. I'm just not.
No, don't. Don't do this.
Worldwide, always on.
No, come on. Fucking.
Hold on to me.
This song is shit. What the fuck are you doing? If you're gonna rewind that, it's gotta be something fucking worth it. You gotta fucking. Give me a fucking break. Sounds like this sounds like business. This sounds like money changing hands. This doesn't sound like radio DJ excited about a song. This sounds like, well, this is the world record, so we will play it one time per hour. Like they've fucking codified and fucking laid bare what existing radio at least tried to fucking hide from you. Like, yeah, we got a business deal. We got this song exclusively, and you know, well, whatever. It's, you know, and it gets preferred placement as a result of being exclusive to this service.
Everyone.
Just like when an exclusive trailer, just like when something gets on the cover of Game Informer, just like something fucking IGN's month of Rock Band 4 coverage. It's exactly that, you know? Like, he probably wouldn't have said, like, yes, you can have it exclusively if, or, you know, if they didn't come with, like, oh yeah, we'll play it, you know, oh, I guess 25 times now. In its first day. I don't, whatever, like, it's such a fucking hard problem, right? Like, trying to figure out, like, hey, we have to fucking program a music station, and we only have one channel to get it done for every single person that might hear this.
Exclusive. Fire.
You know me, you know what I do sometimes. We're gonna listen to it a third time!
Always on.
Like, I'm open to a lot of different types of music, you know? Like, I'm...
Big up Pharrell. Pharrell Williams has a radio show exclusive to Beats One.
Oh, really? Huh.
Music. It's called Other Tone.
Yeah?
It's hosted by Pharrell.
Oh,
his close friend and music supervisor, all-round music expert Scott Venner. Cara Delevingne is also in a co-host position. And the very first guest this weekend on Other Tone is Justin Timberlake. Go to Apple Music, go to Beats One, go to your schedule page, check out exactly when Other Tone is on in your local area, time zone specific, and find out when you can tap in to Other Tone. Now listen, we just need to relax into the schedule here because there's so much on offer, there's so much to tell you about, there's shows that haven't even been announced yet. We've only just got started in terms of breaking out this whole entire radio station and what it is, so let's all just lean back and relax into the schedule and not freak out about telling you everything all at the same time. It's just whack, it's corny. You'll get to know it. Get to know the system. Get to know Apple Music. Get to know how Connect works. Get to know how For You works. How New works. How Beats One and the schedule and your time zone works.
What?
For me to try and stand here and try and tell you in over 100 countries in a 24-hour time zone exactly when Other Tone Radio with Pharrell Williams, Scott Venner, and Cara Delevingne is on, I ain't doing that. But you can. Go to Beats One on Apple Music. Schedule. Find out when Other Tone is on this weekend. Shout out to Wisconsin, locked in device, tapped in. Bogota in Colombia, Finland, Canada, Portugal, Seattle,
in
Louisville,
on
Kentucky,
device,
Manchester,
in device.
San Francisco, Ottawa, Brooklyn.
I appreciate that they had to come up with a fucking
London,
different
Haymarket,
language
Hamburg,
other
Germany,
than
Vancouver,
tune
Cupertino,
in
Switzerland,
and
Kazakhstan,
radio
Wellington,
fucking
Jimmy, checking
shit.
Us out. Shout out to New Zealand. Shout out to my mom who's listening. Shout out to my brother and my dad who are listening right now because they can, because they're on Apple Music and they're tapped in device and they're listening to Beats
tapped
One worldwide
device.
And
tapped
always on.
Device.
We're in studio. We're ready to go. And this next part
what
right
the fuck
here,
are
this
you saying?
Is breaking.
Breaking new music.
Starting with an artist called Courtney Barnett, a song called Dead Fox. It's just a matter of time. It's not if it's when for Courtney Barnett, so if she's new, get into it.
Yeah, get into it, goddammit! How are you not into this already? Arrgh.
Thank you.
creating future music.
Because that's why we're here on Beats One, and this is Courtney Barnett. It's amazing watching her demolish late night television out here in the United States a few weeks back. One step at a time, all around the world, just like us here on Beats One.
Yeah, that is Courtney just
Barnett
like
and
you.
Duke Fox. Go to the Beats One page on Apple Music and find out what you can listen to across the schedule, including our first artist-led radio show coming up in the next 24 hours, and it's this.
Beats One, always on.
Each week, people write in to request a mixtape to serve as a soundtrack for whatever is going on in their lives.
You know, I went to high school, and, you know, the pressure of, you know, you have to go to school for something, you have to study, you have to go to college.
They call in, we chat, they share their story.
I was so intrigued by her, not only is she beautiful, but she's kind of challenging me.
And then I hand select songs just for them. This is St. Vincent's Mixtape Delivery Service.
Broadcasting on Apple Music.
De todos os lugares, em uma estação.
They're gonna really have a hard time with the time zone stuff. Like, listening to them try to get out in front of it. It's like, no, 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 just go to the schedule on the fucking... Go to your phone, tap schedule. And then having him to say, like, this is airing sometime over the next 24 hours, I guess. Narrows it down. Like, I wonder if any of the shows get archived or on demand or anything like that. Like, if you're like, oh, I want to hear the Dr. Dre show. If you're just fucked. They probably just air that shit on a loop on the weekend. Should have called the Swatch people. Solved this problem decades ago.
Featuring St. Vincent under neon lights. St. Vincent's mixtape radio show coming your way. You can hear it tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Oh.
10 p.m. Eastern. 3 a.m. GMT with a repeat at 2 p.m. tomorrow GMT. And for further details,
actual times, Music
Beats One page, the schedule of radio shows, and the next 24 hours broken down for you in your time zone.
Zane Lowe breaking new music. Breaking.
Breaking.
Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is minus, you can call me multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You can give my fingers and I'm not waving high. Guess I'm never ending, you can call me pie. But really, how long till the world realize? Yes, yes, I'm the best. What you heard, anything less than
absurd.
Here to skip the bird, more like an eagle. This is not a movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free truck. Yes, yes, you know that I help. This is me on the regular, so you know. So you know, I come with the tip, with the blow, with the boom. And if you're in my way, there's nothing but doom. Ain't got no time for you ratchet ass goons. So just settle down, listen to my tunes. Ever since I was 8, I was attached to the mic. Wanted a guitar before I wanted a bike. Had an Apple phone, it's your price. Never seen a song, cause I'm up all night. Really, really? Really, really? You wanna talk ish, but you know that I am really feeling to the fullest. You can
stuck in this alley.
Beats One Crew worldwide.
This is me on the regular, so you know.
100 countries tuned in right now. We have brand new music coming up from Galad before the end of the hour.
You think I was 50, but I take your 50 after you take the 60. Yep, yep, you know that I got. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know.
Zane Lowe.
I wonder if they would ever have, like, a traditional hip-hop mix show, considering, like, they want to put the song playing currently on the screen at all times so you can fucking buy it. Like, for mix shows, that's difficult.
Don't welcome. Don't forget, we're on device and we're with you all the time, wherever that device is. Here's Beats One with new music and breaking.
This is me on the regular, so you know.
Like this band right here, Bully. If you love Wolf Alice, if you love Fiddler, Bully could be next for you.
Okay, well, here's one that doesn't even have fucking album art. Just the Beats One logo, which is a really awkward looking logo now that I'm staring at it. I'm trapped in this fucking alley. Find a fucking box truck. Gonna die here. I really have to go to the bathroom. Those who know, known for a while. Those who don't, welcome. Have to go to the bathroom. Weird for them to frame it as, like, on device. I wonder, can you listen to it from iTunes on a fucking desktop? I would assume so, but maybe not. I guess that's technically a device. Maybe that's why they don't say fucking iPhone.
Zane Lowe.
Well, they wouldn't say iDevice because that's not an actual Apple branding. I don't think they ever officially ever say iDevice. All right, finally got in. So I'll see you later at that bathroom.